This is Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM. Burnaby, the one and only campus community radio station up on the very tippity top of Simon Fraser University, where this show and all of CJSF shows are produced and broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Hunkmeenum and Squamish speaking peoples, who have been gathering on these lands to share stories and music since time immemorial, since way longer than any of us can remember. And just happy to be able to continue to do that in our own way, in this place that doesn't belong to us. So, thanks, I guess. Anyway, Jamie.
Jazzy.
I haven't introduced you yet. I just went right into it. Jamie, my intrepid co-host, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a big boy. I can introduce myself. Hello, everyone. My name is Jamie.
Yeah, you probably don't know us because we're not around all that often. But this is a brand new episode of the Vancouver Mixtape. We are coming to you, this is going to air live on Mother's Day.
Whoa, we are appreciating mothers on the tape today.
And that's not the only people we appreciate, although everyone's number one listener is, I think, their mother. I appreciate all people who listen, you right now listening. It's great. Thanks for tuning in to this thing that Jamie and I do and have been doing, oh my God, since 2012?
2012 is year 13, baby.
Oh, the unlucky year 13. No, just kidding. It's lucky. And we're lucky to have been able to do this with you for the last 13 years.
Yeah. It's been a blast. And we're grateful for every time we get to do it.
Yeah. And we're not going to belabor the point too much, but it is really great that you choose to hang out with us and just put up with us at least once a week.
It's very sweet of you.
Here on CJSF's airwaves on the Vancouver Mixtape. So we've got a great show for you today, featuring more of what you have come to love and expect from the Vancouver Mixtape, and that's Devours.
I don't know if you listened to this show before, but we've never played Devours before. We figured, you know what, we should let the kids have some Devours for lunch, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Your 8 p.m. lunch.
Your 8 p.m. lunch.
Or if you're listening to one of the repeat episodes, 8 a.m., 5 a.m.,
or lunch.
Anytime. If you're streaming or podcasting, so thank you. Mm. Okay, we're going to start with Devours because we love Devours, and I absolutely flipping love the new record Sports Car Era. It's so good. I can't stop listening to it.
Yeah, and I feel like every Devours album is kind of like, man, I thought I liked Devours before, but man, this new Devours is really great.
Oh, he really crushed it this time.
Finally.
Finally.
The potential's been realized.
It's true. It's great. Jamie, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have a favorite song from the new record?
Not really, to be honest. I'm also going to quickly look up song titles, because if there's one artist who has complicated song titles, is definitely Devours. I think Sports Car Era is probably just the one that I go back to the most, which is a little bit of a cop out, but that's fine. I also love a good album closer.
Yeah.
So
well, let's do that then. Let's do the title track from Sports Car Era right here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Thanks for listening.
Like a yoga flu, light flashing before my eyes, heart beating like I might die. Wish I could run, wish I could fight. Liquid gold, only thing keeping me sane. It's on my mind, it's like a stain. Told my mama quit this time, but it hurts to lie.
I lay up in my bed, like, think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Need to stop so I feel right. Take a minute to breathe.
Cut me up, now it's time to leave back. Hey, yo, this is me, Jake Brodowski, your host as always for CJSF 9.1 FM's The Art Show. This is our Listener Appreciation Week. I make a special shout out to you, dear listeners, for tuning in to The Art Show every Thursday at 5 or Fridays at 8 or whatever show you listen to on CJSF. That's what I'm here for, and that's what you're here for. So thank you so much for tuning in this whole time. Yeah.
New music from the deluxe edition of Scared of the Dark, You Should Be Too by mixtape favorite Lila Gray, featuring Alejandro Magaña Martinez. That's First to Bleed.
That's a fresh, fresh, fresh deluxe album. Came out on what
yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh my gosh. Jesse, I've got to ask you a question.
It might be controversial. I'm going to try to answer to the best of my ability within the constraints of what is legal for me to say.
How do you feel about deluxe albums?
It's a good thing I gave that disclaimer ahead of time because my true thoughts cannot be broadcast. Sure, why not? I will say when I am listening to an album that I like or love, it's very rare that I'm listening to the deluxe version.
Yes.
Or if I am listening to the deluxe version, it's because it's like a better remaster or something, and I'm stopping before I get the extra stuff. Personally, and this I talked about this last year while I was listening to an album every single day, which definitely influenced my opinion on this subject, was albums are too long most of the time anyway. So I usually don't need extra stuff. I do think it's cool to be able to hear the stuff that the extra stuff, but a lot of the time that's the stuff that didn't make the cut, and sometimes there's a reason for that. However, sometimes it's just that it doesn't fit thematically, or it doesn't fit the concept, or whatever. Like this track we just heard by Lila Gray, I thought was great. And actually it fits in pretty well with the rest of the album, but maybe for whatever reason it didn't make it. So I'm glad we got to hear it.
Yeah, I should preface that with I am significantly less cynical about deluxe albums when it's from like smaller local acts.
Sure.
Because there's it feels like there is a lifeblood, or like a life that those songs have lived.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're usually getting like a live version now, or are you getting some of these bonus tracks that didn't make the cut? Remixes, things like that. Like those things are fun and cool and can extend the life of albums for artists who maybe don't have the financial backing to like quickly churn something out new. When it is a larger artist and they're putting out a deluxe version, I'm far more like raised eyebrow about
sure.
it. Because, Blink-182, I didn't need, like, a whole nether album of the mediocre versions from your songs.
Mm-hmm.
Same with you, Olivia Rodrigo. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I agree that with a local artist, it can be a good way to, you know, it's expensive to record and release music. And it can seem wasteful to have spent all the time and effort and money on, you know, writing and recording a song and then just decide, nah, this doesn't get to go out, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's also it's a nice treat for the listeners of the record, of the artist, right?
Totally.
It's a nice little bit of extra. I know that King Bob, they have like a Patreon where you get a fresh demo from their upcoming record every week.
That's cool.
Things like that, right? So if you are a super fan or you really want to support the artist, it can be a nice thing to get. In addition, a nice little treat. And I think it's important to give treats to the people who follow you and listen to you. So
we all deserve a good treat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You too. You deserve a treat. Let's do another treat, and that is more new music, the best kind of treat that we know how to give. And it's kind of fitting, I guess, that it is from a new record called Everything is an Eternal Circle, and it repeats and repeats itself by local rising superstars who for a moment were no longer local but are back local.
Thank goodness.
It's La Lune, who have a new record titled, as I said, Everything is an Eternal Circle and it repeats and repeats itself. And we're going to hear what I think is the first single, Expressionless. Thanks for listening.
Moment. house.